This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
We're back inside the Gold Standard here on SB Nation Radio. Those, you know, that listen to the show or follow me on Twitter know I'm a huge House of Cards fan. Multiple nights spent binge-watching House of Cards as it comes out. So I'm really excited for this next guest to join us on the BetDSI.com inside line. It's Hollywood actor Michael Kelly. He, of course, played the character Doug Stamper on House of Cards, and he has a new movie, All Square, coming to theaters and on demand on October the 12th. Michael, thanks so much for calling in tonight.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, dude. Pleasure.
Absolutely, and I know you're a big baseball guy. I want to start there for a second because the MLB postseason's here. You're a huge Atlanta Braves fan. How you feeling about the NLDS?
I'm feeling very grateful to get in.
Yeah.
I feel like we're a year ahead of schedule, and anything else that happens from here on out is icing on the cake. But I love this team, man. A lot of these guys I've followed up from the minors, so it's for me to see some of these guys reach their potential. It's just been a hell of a fun year for me.
Is it tough for you? You live in New York, correct?
Yeah.
Is it tough being a Braves fan in the New York market there, of course, with the Yankees also having a pretty darn good season as well?
Yeah, that brings back some pretty crummy memories from the 90s. I've been there for over 20 years, but unlike a lot of my friends who moved from the South, they all became Giants and Jets and Yankees and Mets, and I didn't see the point in letting go of my team. So it is tough sometimes, but I'm having fun this year, that's for sure.
I would hope so, yeah, absolutely. Michael Kelly joining us here on SB Nation Radio. All Square is a new film coming to theaters and on demand on October the 12th, and I had a chance to screen All Square actually earlier this afternoon, and this movie's kind of right in not only my wheelhouse, but also our listeners. Not only, on this show do we talk sports, but this show specifically really ties in sports gambling a lot as well. And All Square certainly brings both those themes together.
Oh, yeah. In a sick, disturbing way. I love it. It's such a fun movie. It's a real, we've heard people compare it to Bad News Bears and stuff because it's got the drinking and the smoking and the gambling and the baseball, So I think people are really going to dig it because it's kind of old school like that. It has that old school feel to it, sort of a throwback movie. Still very contemporary, but it's just a lot of fun. And like you said, when you mix betting and sports and kids and drinking, it's going to be a good time.
No question. I'm curious, too, though, the timing of this film. I don't know how long this has been in production, but as you know, sports betting is becoming legal in more and more states and maybe even more popular than ever in terms of those that have never really done it before, but now they see, all right, my state actually legalized it. Let me see what this is all about. Our people seem to be more interested in it, so do you feel like that ties in very nicely with your movie?
I do, and I think, what you see in my character, John Zivakowski, is not only this aging baseball player who never made it out of the minors, but you see this guy who was handed an old school business of his father's he gave him his book, and so he just took it over, and you see him having a hard time collecting on his debts and just sort of trying to figure the whole thing out until he comes across the young kid and decides that betting on Little League is a smart thing to do. It's funny because he doesn't see a way out because it is sort of, like you said, it's sort of, bookies are sort of kind of, they're slowly going away to the internet, right? And that's addressed in the film. And so it's sort of a look at how it was and what it's becoming.
There were certainly multiple times where I found myself laughing, but even if those have seen the trailer, probably saw it as well, where there's a scene where it's at the baseball diamond and the group in the community there are betting on that Little League game. And one of the guys in the crowd barks at the ump and the ump takes off his mask and it's some, kid ump in the game. That's one of my funnier moments for me watching it.
You see how people, when all of a sudden money goes on the line, it really changes how you view a game. Right. So we sort of have fun with and poke fun at and embrace that all at the same time.
Michael Kelly joining us here on SB Nation Radio. His new movie out on October the 12th. It's All Square, coming to theaters and on demand, as I mentioned there, October the 12th. And What do you hope people experience and take away from this movie? You hit on it a little bit there, but also I would say, without giving away too much, it certainly has a lesson or two maybe learned as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I compare my character to Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa. You know, he'll teach a lesson. It might not be the right way, but he's going to teach a lesson to this young kid. But I think more than anything, what people are going to take away from this movie is, like, they're going to go to the theater and they're going to have a damn good time, however you view it, if it's at home or if it's at the theater. It's just a fun, old-school movie that happens to be hilarious at times and truly heartfelt at times. And it's got baseball and gambling. What more could you ask for?
No question. And, you know, I told some coworkers and friends that I was interviewing you, and, of course, the first thing they all say is, all right, you're having Doug Stamper on your show? And everyone, of course, excited about that, as was I. But is that something you deal with in public, whether you're in New York on the streets there or whatever, walking around, where people just always kind of just picture, all right, there's Doug Stamper walking down the street from House of Cards?
Without a doubt. I mean, thankfully, I am nothing like that guy. I never stop smiling. He never smiles, you know. And so, but what I got, I did. It's funny. I just got on the my flight, JetBlue flight out here this morning, and from New York to LA, and the flight attendant came up to me, like, you know, 10 minutes after we were sitting there before we took off, and he was like, dude, I got to admit, you walked on the plane, and I, like, my heart stopped for a second. It's like, it's so cool to have you here, and I'm so happy you're nothing like him.
Yeah, I mean, because I was thinking, when you accepted that role then, I mean, clearly at the time it was when Netflix was, I mean, Netflix was known, but it certainly was one of the big premieres for Netflix to have House of Cards and everything. And so for you and what it's done for your career, just how amazing has that experience with House of Cards been for you? And I know, you know, season 6 is coming out on November the 2nd.
Yeah, November 2nd. Yeah, I'm so grateful, man. It was life-changing in so many ways for me. And I'm grateful that it was the first original programming show for Netflix, because I often joke that if they did that today, if that was the show whatever they're on, 600, mm-hmm. 700 original show, if it was that one and it was Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright, and I was where I was at the time in my career, I don't think that I would have been given that opportunity, because now there's so many A-listers who want to do television. We were sort mm-hmm. of at the beginning of, you know, people, movie stars like Robin Wright doing television, you know, and now everybody's doing it because you can create this great art. It's such a great platform. But I had no idea. Man, I didn't even know if anyone was going to see the show when I first signed up for it. But I knew that it was going to be good because you had David Fincher and the rest of those folks I just mentioned. So it was just, you know, right place, right time, and all the cards fell into place for me, thank God.
Just another minute or so with Michael Kelly joining us here on SB Nation Radio. His new film, All Square, coming to theaters and on demand on October the 12th. And so when House of Cards comes out, at least for me, and I'm sure millions of people out there, on November 2nd, you know, I can't just watch one episode and stop. I've got to know that I've got about 6-plus hours blocked out to watch. How do you consume House of Cards yourself?
I do. I always wait for my wife. They give them to me ahead of time, but I always wait for them to break to the general public. For whatever reason, that's just the way we always did it. And we watch usually two at a time. We have a 6 and a 9-year-old, so we don't get to we don't get to do that. Six at a time, you know,
a little bit difficult.
Totally, but we do always watch two at a time, because you're right. You, especially with something like, so many great shows today, but House of Cards specifically for me, like, we happen to be fans of the show as well, and you know, it's a year before, from the time we make it till it actually comes out, from the time we make that first episode until it actually comes out, it's close to a year. So, you know, and I'm in my part of the show, and mm-hmm. I read the rest of the show, but I don't live it like I do. So a lot of it is not new to me, but fresh to me, you know? So I can actually watch it and enjoy it, critique the hell out of myself, but enjoy the rest of it.
I can only imagine. I mean, we do on a much, much smaller scale just with us here on the radio. I can only imagine if you're an actor and certainly in a show as successful as House of Cards. Last one for you. Do you feel like, given the current political climate that we're in and certainly those that are in office now, that with the show House of Cards, like, it's a good thing that it came out when it did, because if it came out even in the last year or so, people would say, oh, you're maybe even basing this almost off of, to some extent, what is already out there, whereas you guys came in well before maybe the chaos.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We wouldn't be the crazy show, you know? It would be, it's another look at it, you know? It's, when you think about when House of Cards came out, that was crazy. It was crazy that people acted like that in government, you know? Like, that's just... And granted, I don't think this administration or anybody's killing anyone or anything like that. But you certainly see a look at politics that's very different than what we've ever seen in our country, whether you like it or not. It's just, it's very different. And that's me being politically correct right now.
I enjoy, I could spend an hour talking about the other stuff. You're a great follow on Twitter. I enjoy some of your commentary.
You know,
yeah, I know where you're going. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Michael Kelly, thanks so much for your time. And again, All Square, coming to theaters and on demand on October the 12th. Thank you so much.
Dude, thank you, man. Really a pleasure. Thanks for chatting.